This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Amnesty International says Ethiopian government forces, Amhara region's militia group, and Eritrean forces have been systematically raping and abusing hundreds of women and girls in the conflict in the country's northern Tigray region. As part of a new report, Amnesty spoke to 63 survivors of rape and sexual violence in Tigray, in addition to health professionals working with the survivors. Among the survivors, 38 said the rapes were perpetrated by Eritrean soldiers. The White House press secretary told VOA Wednesday the U.S. is closely engaged with countries in the region, leaders in the region, and certainly horrified by what we've seen as ongoing human rights abuses in Ethiopia. Amnesty said the Ethiopian government needs to promptly and effectively investigate allegations of sexual violence and make clear to its security forces that such violations of international humanitarian law are prohibited. Afghan officials in Doha for an international conference, that is, which will discuss the Taliban blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV on Tuesday that if the Afghan government wants to go further down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slivers of the country it has left. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is